there's now professional hockey for female athletes. And I guess I've just, there's been girls from North America that I've known over the years coming over to Sweden. So I reached out to them, talked to them about what it's like, and they handed over some contacts for me to be able to reach out to some coaches to come over here. There's two other girls in my class, Alex Woken and Katie Robinson. We all kind of wanted to come over here together and play, but Woken ended up in Germany and Katie's in Finland. So we all made it, but not on the same team.
Tell me about the league you play in, what the level of hockey is like, and how much you are or aren't enjoying it.
Yeah, so the league I'm in is the SDHL. It's just all of Sweden. There's 10 teams in the league. And honestly, it's the best female league that you can play in over in Europe right now. All like the Swedish national team players, all the Finnish, and a lot of countries as in like Czech and Swiss and Austrian. I have national team members from those countries on my team as well. So the talent is awesome over here. The league is great. I'm having a great time playing. The style is definitely different than back home, but I'm learning and adapting. So it's really fun.
And from a hockey standpoint, I mean, you think about what hockey, you know, has brought to someone who grew up in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and you're getting this experience, and, you know, Gopher hockey is taking you around the world and other international play and Shattuck and all of that. I mean, hockey, you know, to present this opportunity is pretty cool.
Yeah, I never pictured that I'd one day be playing in Sweden, especially as a little kid growing up. And hockey's taken me a lot of places over the world, so I'm really grateful because I not only get to experience the hockey over here, but just living in a different country as well.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that. So how is the language barrier? Are you getting fluent in the local tongue, so to speak?
You know, everyone's been asking me that, and I wish I was, but everyone speaks English here, like literally everyone. So like, I'm super thankful for that, obviously, because it's very easy on me. But I feel like that makes me not learn any Swedish. I'm going to come back after living here for like 8 months and not know anything.
That's pretty good. I also have to ask you, of course, as we are taping this interview here in the U.S., COVID cases again are on the rise and they're spiking around the country. Sweden has taken a bit of a different approach. It's been, you know, under some scrutiny in the sense that it's been much more wide open. Mass mandates haven't been there. Restaurants have been open, and the cases have been a lot in Sweden as well. But now there's debate as to what the approach is like. So what has it been like for you in Sweden, in that country where there have been much fewer regulations?
Yeah, they have definitely taken a different approach over here. I've been here since August 1st, and I've seen two masks, I think, out in public. And I've been to Stockholm multiple times. I think the topic's almost avoided here. No one ever really brings it up in conversation. Everything's open. Actually, this last week, they raised our attendance from 50 people to 300 people now. So we're actually going up. But it's nice for me that I get to play hockey and get to continue on. But a club just closed down for a week because their men's team's player just had a couple positive cases of COVID. So I guess we're going to see how it goes from there, but I know there are now some players in the league who are concerned about games being postponed or canceled.
Yeah, and through your experience and, you know, without, you know, I mean, I don't know what the numbers say, but through your own personal anecdotal experience, have there been a lot of cases around you? Are you familiar with people who have had to go to the hospital or what have you from the way Sweden is going about its business here? Or is that just, are you guys kind of living in your own little bubble as a team?
Yeah, honestly, it kind of seems like we're in our own little bubble over here. We have a couple of rules at the rink where we don't go through and shake hands after games, and we're not supposed to celebrate together, or like we're supposed to get dressed every other in the locker room. But it's really hard to avoid those rules when everyone's such like they're in confined spaces. But a player actually in our club tested positive a week ago. So that kind of hit a little closer to home, I think, for a lot of people. But they're quarantining and we've had no other positive cases. So far, it's going really well for us.
All right, tell us about how your team's doing and what the league format is. Are you getting close to playoffs, or when will that happen? And are you guys in the thick of a fun chase here?
Yeah, so currently my team is, I think we're 10-1. We're doing actually really well this year. We're first in the league, which is really exciting because I didn't really know a lot coming in here. We're actually playing the team that's in second place this upcoming weekend, so that'll be really fun. But yeah, I can't ask for much more. I have very, very, very talented teammates, and it's really cool to see or play with all these players from different countries and learn from their different playing styles.
I want to transition from your pro career to looking back for a moment on your Gopher career. We have just a couple of minutes left. What did it mean to be a Gopher growing up here in Minnesota, and all of the experiences that you were able to have with Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, growing up as a Minnesota kid, it's always a dream to go to the U. And coming over here now, I look back and I realize how much I miss it and how much I really did love it at Minnesota. And I would do anything to go back. They're the best 4 years of my life. And I guess I just couldn't be more grateful to be associated with Minnesota.
What was it like how everything ended, though? That had to be kind of a bittersweet situation, because you guys were playing great and maybe, you know, a win or two away from claiming the hardware here this past spring, and then the trapdoor kind of fell out on everything.
Yeah, we had just made the NCAA tournament when we heard the news. And, I mean, I was in my self-pity for a few weeks. But now looking back on it, I can't even imagine being a senior this year, having to go through everything they're going right now. But it definitely sucked the way it ended, but I was super thankful that I got most of my season with my teammates my senior year.